Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September 6, 2016, 9 a.m. This is the general discussion. The first item on the agenda, only item on the agenda, actually, Cannabis Advisory Board. We have Councillor Hicks with us.
Good morning.
Okay. So picking up where we left off, and that was that I had provided this rough draft, if you will.
Did you make changes in that?
None. I was anticipating if the board was going to go forward.
I just got in. I was looking for mine. I couldn't find it.
You're more welcome to use that one.
Thank you.
Starting point, or I could make some copies.
Right. Anybody need a copy? No?
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. This is for the Cannabis Advisory Committee. And this is something that I've talked to Julie about, and she thinks it would be very beneficial because of the nature of the industry and the changes that will probably be coming quite frequently over time. This is people who are engaged in the industry that or community members that could be affected.
I just thought about something else. Let me ask my dumb question.
Yes.
What did we receive a copy of?
Had a meeting about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay, if it's 2 weeks
ago. You want another copy?
No, that's fine. I was just trying to remember when we get this thing. 2 weeks ago, that's the one that said red.
8:15?
Yeah,
so.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay, right.
So, the purpose being to provide input in regards to the industry, how, you know, as it evolves, changes, like almost any other advisory committee that can provide information to the Board of Commissioners. And it's a cannabis, it's not just marijuana, it is hemp as well. And the question I had mostly was on the positions, how the size of the board and the members and the representation in the community. I had put in here, I just put 15, these were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, members at large. That could be reduced, of course, but the position of medical marijuana grower who owns the land, see, a lot of people lease it, but some of them own it. Recreational grower who owns the land, again, a lot of them some of them own. A hemp or a hemp owner who owns the land, a cannabis processor, an agriculture farm supplier, and then one in the city of Cave Junction and one within the city of Grants Pass. And then I just put in 5 members at large. So do we need to refine those first 10 positions? And then just have one member at large. What would be your recommendation of doing that?
I need to find out whether or not this is something that has validity to the county. My initial thoughts, the nexus for the county has to do with land use issues or economic development. Land use issues should be handled by the Rural Planning Commission, and economic development, you ought to have a committee that's specifically looking at the broad element of economic development, and this is just
that is coming. That is coming in regards to the process between the city and the county, which they're supposed to have it to us, I think, tomorrow, on the economic development plan. What this is that I know that most of the regulation is at the state, but these are the people who have to apply those regulations, and as those things are being proposed, these are the people that would be able to advise us as to what action we might want to, or position we might want to take with the legislature. Because these people being the ones who have to live with the rules are the ones that will recognize the pitfalls or advantages of any particular proposed legislation or any particular issue that arises, whether it be on the state level or county level, or even, you know, anything that occurs within the industry that we may not understand or be aware of, that we board, that they would be able to, being they are involved, would be able to provide advice as to how we might want to proceed. how we might want to affect legislation, about how we might want to represent the county as a coalition of counties. You know, that might be something that would come up as well. So this is not specific to land use. It's not specific to economic development. It's specific to the industry as it might affect us, whether it be legislation or in any other aspect. But they would be the ones that, rather than us sitting here when there's a bill proposed saying, what does this bill mean, how to be applied, this board would be able to say, well, this is how it affects our farming operation, this is how it affects us in the water, this is how it will affect our marketing programs. That's the intent. So, and I understand where you're coming from.
I just don't want another committee that is Julie prepared to staff this? Who is staffing it?
I think Julie would be prepared to staff it because she very strongly believes that this is necessary. I think what she's trying to avoid the division or the break that occurs sometimes when there are issues that come up and people in an industry or wherever say, well, the commissioners don't know what it's all about and they're not listening to us. Well, if we have an issue and say, we want to hear from this board or commission, then the board can say, well, we have a committee and this is what the committee has recommended, or they've held town halls or meetings out there and gathered information and brought it to the board. We're not just pulling this out of the air based on our own opinion. So I think she really thinks it's critical for the industry to feel like they are actually being participants rather than being dictated to, for lack of a better word, from the Board of Commissioners.
I see that, but it's really the legislature and the 91 Implementation Committee that has public sector members on it. I'm still struggling with the efficacy of this because, honestly, we really don't affect legislation that much. I mean, the counties as a whole tried to affect the fundamental thing in the last legislature was the distribution formula. We didn't move it a percentage. It didn't move it a bit. And that was the number one thing we were working on, was that distribution formula. It didn't change at all. And I hate to set up a committee that it's going to have some sort of an effect. At the end of the day, the regulations that we are going to impose are never going to be imposed upon. They're always referable to the voters, and they would go through an economic development committee or a land use committee. Those are the policy bodies that would be developing.
Okay, and so the same could be said for mining advisory, forestry. It's all federal issues. Some state issues,
but we have county lands that are affected by that.
Correct, as we do in cannabis.
We don't have any cannabis lands at the county.
We could, and that's just the whole point. We could. Well, the law may change, and that's what we need this committee for, is to say yes or no and whether we do or do not support something. I mean, when you talk about it's not an issue, this is an expectation of the people involved in the industry. This is what came out in all those town halls. They want to have some kind of say in how the county perceives in this kind of an industry. And that's what they have said. At every single one of those town halls, they said that. And Julie says that this would be a fabulous tool for her to be able to say, hey, we got input from these people. Even though we can't regulate certain things, they can tell us how it's affecting them.
I mean, do we set up false expectations by a committee that they are going to be what are they going to do? Are they going to be simply a gathering?
They're an advisory board, just like any other advisory board or committee. They're advisory. They know they're not regulatory from the get-go. They just want to have a voice, and that was what came out in every single town hall, and that is what, I mean, this is something that Julie wants as well. So that
I'd like to hear from Julie on this one and see if she can figure out a structure that makes sense within an existing committee that's not adding an entirely separate workload without an expectation that it ties into something. Because that's for me. I mean, I don't know that it's not like any other advisory committee, because we have parks, we have forest lands, we have several mines in the county. There isn't anything that doesn't have a nexus. Parks, you know, facilitates advice on refining the fee structure. I just don't see how much they're going to be able to refine. I understand that there's frustration. I have frustration that the legislature's not listening to this board or counties in general. I don't know how much of an effect, or if any, for a lot of effort already. The bang for the buck is really what I'm looking at.
I mean, if we're going to recruit members for this thing, what is the, if you volunteer to participate in this committee, this is going to be the end result of the benefit of your time. Then what are we wanting them to do other than to be an ear?
For them to be an advisory board as to how, whether it be state legislation or whether it be a county ordinance or any kind of situation that might occur in this new industry, how it will affect them on the ground so that we can adequately address the issue. If they bring information to us, perhaps we can regulate at the county level. Perhaps we can't, but perhaps we could advocate at the state level, legislative level. They are the vehicle by which we are going to be able to gather accurate information from the industry rather than shot in the dark. That's the whole purpose of having advisory committees, is for them to provide information to you so you can make decisions or represent the citizens. That's the whole purpose of an advisory committee.
I don't want to say that this isn't a good idea and it doesn't have merit, because I think it does. There is elements that need to be specifically, you know, advised upon by the people that they're going to be affected by. I'm just saying that from my standpoint, I see that there's, it ties in to a nexus of regulation from a land use perspective or an economic development perspective. And I think both have value. But on its own, it's going to be duplicated either by the Rural Planning Commission or a subcommittee or the Economic Development Committee as a whole, in my opinion. Standing alone and just advising. So from my perspective, the lobbyists for the industry, and not comprehensive, not every element of the industry, they're in the top 10, top 15 lobbying organizations, I would say, overnight in Salem. Thanks. The counties were not. So if I were trying to affect change coming to us to do something in the legislature, not where I'd go.
So your objections to having a cannabis advisory committee, so what specific are you putting that on? I mean, I don't understand why. I mean, you talk about...
We don't have an advisory committee like this at all, Commissioner Walker, so you haven't convinced me that it's not otherwise achieved by putting it as part of other opportunities, as far as specifically an economic development committee with a subcommittee based on cannabis. 15 members sounds way too big, even for a standalone.
This was a draft, just like any other draft.
That's
what the discussion is for, is what members do we put on it?
Or the Rural Planning Commission. Those are the two elements of regulation or advocacy.
Okay, so this is...
have a nexus.
At the town hall, this came out that the people wanted to have an advisory committee. Julie wants to have an advisory committee. So what is your objection to having that?
That's it. Both of those are within Ms. Schmelzer's purview. Rural Planning Commission for land use issues, and the economic development will be under her as well. Yeah.
So what you're talking about is if you have a subcommittee in land use, and a you're talking about then two subcommittees.
I'm not sure there's a subcommittee.
That people are not going to want to serve on two different subcommittees.
I don't think you get a subcommittee out of rural land use. It is the committee on land use.
Would you like to have Julie come in and talk about this committee?
I think he's mentioned that several times.
I have. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we reschedule it? Would you get a copy of this to Julie Schmelzer and schedule a meeting, general discussion, to have her come in with her comments and recommendations?
Yes.
I would like to be able to see if there's commissioner here. Maybe 15 to me is cumbersome.
Exactly, so, and that's so I put it on there to see if there are positions that needed to be on there that weren't mentioned. That's all.
Well, I appreciate that you start large and you whittle it down.
Right.
Well, that's not necessary.
Well, when you're talking about representatives of the industry, that's why those I put five at large. Mm-hmm. They may be someone else of another wholesale.
A lot of people hold three different hats. They're not just so siloed. They're doing a lot of different things. So.
And as I was saying, when you talk to Julie, and to say. Does she have? She's got to have some kind of an idea of a plan that she would like to see implemented. What are her ideas to convey as far as the board is concerned? Speaking as a member of the board, a subcommittee of 15 would be way too cumbersome. Does she see that a committee of cannabis advisory, whatever we want to call it, that could be put under the tree, you've got whatever it might be, whatever she wants to call it, but to see that as a subcommittee of an existing committee, or is there some other way? Well, how does she see the best way to implement this as far as the county is concerned?
Currently, she has an ad hoc committee that she's been running things by in regards to proposals.
I can see her being overtasked with committees. Mm-hmm. She's got already that she should be responsible to. She's got an economic development committee. She's got a rural planning commission. She's got an urban planning commission. Those are the ones I can think of off the top of my head. There's the chamber. She's probably going to be serving on that board. It just seems like it theoretically could be a lot for one staff person to manage, even if she delegates it out. So it all comes back to her being aware of this, and maybe the best way to accomplish this is an ad hoc, and the specific elements of economic development or rural planning commission be handled in those venues that are already established or will be established with the economic development committee. I don't know. That'd be good to hear from her. I don't know if she's aware of all this. I'm sure she
is. And that's one of my concerns. Not on this particular issue, but the big picture. Here we've got a planning director or economic development. Sorry, I can't remember the official's name. That was a planning director that is very competent, very understanding, wise, caring, all of those adjectives that you could throw in there. And I'm just afraid that she's going to get in tasks that she's going to just burn herself out on trying to comply with all these things, because that's her. I can see her looking at it and say, okay, I've got to get this done, and then just this mound of things. I'd like to hear, as Commissioner Harrison, have her input. What does she see?
Yeah.
And to be honest in the evaluation of commitment of time and effort and all these other things that she would have to do if she has this other committee, subcommittee, advisor, whatever it could be, and does she feel comfortable with having to comply with this as well as all the other things that she's got on her plate and needs to do and is doing a good job on. It's my concern.
So can you get that to her and see if you can schedule her another week or so out?
Yes, next available general discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, certainly.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other business from the board?
No.
No, I don't have any. Well, I just, information, I had a great time down at the Cape Junction Fair weekend. I was really surprised. I mean, surprised. But I mean, it's amazing how many people there were. I mean, there was a boatload of folks that were there walking around and seeing all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was really enjoyable just to see everybody was having a great time. And you know, it was very pleasant to realize, man, there's a bunch of folks out
there. The weather was nice.
Oh, you could not have asked for a lot better weather, my goodness. Yeah.
It's always been a fun event.
Yeah, and it was a Josephine County event, but it was definitely the Illinois Valley. That was still it was a great category, not in a separatistic way, but just as an identifiable way. Illinois Valley Fair.
Did you make it to the area?
I did not.
Did you agree that?
Well, I was in Arizona. I just got back yesterday.
Yes, you used the airport.
I used the airport. Not this one, but I did use the airport.
No, it was a very enjoyable. Everybody had a good time. The dunk tank went well.
Were you in the dunk tank?
No, I did it one time.
It's not the getting dunked part. It's how many times you get dunked and you have to climb out.
Yeah, that was my
the next day, my shoulders killed me. It was like, I can't move my arms.
Because
you pull yourself up out of that tank. And it's,
yeah, it was... When you have an overnight low of 41 degrees, and you got people going in that water at 9 in the morning, I mean, to tell you, it was funny watching some of these kids. They're in that water coming up with their mouth hanging.
And it's cold.
That was a good thing. It was very enjoyable. And just see a lot of the community spirit and all that. It was very enjoyable.
Good. Okay. No further business? We are adjourned at 9:23.